This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whatever you want. We'll talk about the police telling lies here in a little bit. What are the rules? Are there any rules? Are there any limits? The Christian Science Monitor will investigate. And we still haven't finished up the NSA story. I felt like there was more to it than the, you know, just a few sentences that we shared with you about them refusing to follow a court order, claiming the reason they can't do it is because, well, we're just too big and bureaucratic. We can't possibly follow these orders. We don't know what we're doing one side of the organization to the next, etc. We'll get to more of their excuses and what's happening with that case. The we includes me tonight, Ian.
And Brett.
And Mark.
And our number is 855-453, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN. We've got Skype as well. Skype on in at username lrn.fm. We start out with Adam in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live, Adam.
Hey, Ian, and I don't know who else is there tonight.
Brett and Mark. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk about these ride-sharing apps. I know you've brought them up a number of times, Uber, Lyft, Sidecar.
Yeah, they're very interesting. I've never had the opportunity to use one because last time I was in Austin, or when I was in Austin, we tried to use Uber, and I guess the Austin City Council there has prohibited that from happening. So what's your experience?
Well, I haven't used it myself. I was kind of thinking about maybe being a driver, but I was looking into it a little bit more. And yeah. I'm as great as I think the idea is, and for the reasons of cost to both the driver, which, you know, would be, hey, if I'm going from one side of town to the other, and, you know, gas is going up again, as we all know, it would save me some bucks, you know, if somebody else was paying for the gas or what. I don't know how it works, but mm-hmm. You know, if I was going from one side of town to the other, it would cost me probably $15 in gas. And if I could get that covered, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure.
Problem is, and this is where the government comes in, and I usually side against the government. But what's happened when these rideshare app drivers have gotten the car accidents, Uber, Lyft, Sidecar, they do not have any liability. It's all on the driver. And really what needs to happen is the driver needs, and this is kind of buried in the fine print of the app, the driver needs to get what's called commercial liability insurance.
Yeah.
And that's not very cheap.
Well, this is the same thing. I would like to point out that pizza companies have essentially been riding on this for decades, too. When you're, you know, if you get into an automobile accident as a driver of a pizza car, your insurance company could potentially give you some real problems. I mean, this is one of the reasons.
If you didn't have commercial insurance?
Correct. I mean, because essentially your insurance is meant for a person who drives around day by day. Mm-hmm. I would like to also point out that many outside sales positions, like people who work for radio stations and do outside sales for radio stations. Mm-hmm. I spent many years working for different ad venues in Sarasota, Florida, driving around in my car. I wouldn't have been on the road if it hadn't been for the fact that I was working for Clear Channel and, you know, other ad venues at the time. And, you know, that did I ever upgrade my insurance? No, I didn't.
So if you'd gotten caught, I mean, I've never gotten into a situation like this, thank goodness. But when you get into an accident, do they start asking you questions about where you were going? Is that,
who's that, the
relevant?
Police officers?
Not just the police, but the insurance company or whatever, the investigator for the insurance company.
I don't remember that being asked when I was the one time I was in an automobile accident regarding.
Mark, yeah. that sounds weird, though, because, I mean, under that, it would seem like anybody who drives their job would have to have that. I don't.
No, if you're driving your vehicle for your job is what you have to have that.
Well, it's not. Well, see, this is because, you know, this is the vehicle's being used for the service. That's the thing. Like, when I drive to my job, you know, that's, you know, I'm driving to a job for a purpose. I'm not driving. I could get there some other way.
I'm not talking about driving to your job, dude. I'm talking about driving as your job. So a pizza delivery guy drives to the pizza place. And then he picks up pizzas, and then he clocks in, he puts his hat on, sometimes he'll put a little glow-in-the-dark thing on the top of his car, and then he picks up a pile of pizzas in one of those insulated bag things, and then he goes and delivers the pizzas. I'm not talking about the drive to the pizza place, I'm talking about the drive away from the pizza place, all the driving while on the clock, and then when he punches the clock to go home, I'm not talking about the drive home.
Absolutely. I was asking about the radio sales thing. How does that work with the radio sales?
The radio sales is essentially the same thing. You know, it depending on what time I showed up at work that particular morning at 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever it was that I showed up that day, I drive into work. I sit down at my computer. I look at my day. I look at my day timer. In some cases, I would drive actually from home to my first appointment and not go into the studio. I don't exactly even know how to quantify that one. But the fact is that after that I would drive to the Buick dealer, and then I'd drive to the tattoo parlor
for work,
and I'm driving for work.
So Adam, what was the amount? I mean, you looked into the commercial insurance. You said it's a lot of money. So what are we talking about?
I was looking at anywhere the average. It's kind of weird because you know it all depends on how much you're doing the driving. You know, they base it on how often you drive, just like pretty much all insurance does. But average, I would say between $800 and $1,200.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a lot of money. And what does the Uber average driver bring in, I wonder, per month?
I really don't know, but, you know,
the rates are lower, but they get like 80% of the call than whereas a taxi company gets like the driver gets 50%. But the taxi company takes care of the car, and whereas with Uber
and the liability
and the and the insurance, no doubt about it. Whereas Uber does not. So,
it's all about assuming risk on all parties because as a passenger, if you get into an accident and you end up in the hospital and you're paralyzed for life because of that accident, you're on your own. Good luck collecting that money. And like I said, I love this idea. I think I wish there wasn't the risk involved, but there is the risk involved.
Is there such a thing as passenger insurance where a passenger who is not a licensed driver or who is just a passenger most of the time can be insured?
That's a really good question. I don't know. And the other question that I have, maybe a lawyer can call in or you can ask a lawyer, could the Uber or Lyft or whatever driver, could they have somebody sign something to
waive liability?
To waive the liability. Yeah,
probably not. And I don't know if Uber would be happy with that either. Who knows?
I'd like to say question, that likely if you have insurance at all, if you have a car and insurance on that car at all, there's plenty of people who have no automobile insurance. Mm-hmm. Just either they don't drive or they don't have insurance on their car. But if you have insurance, it's likely that, that your insurance company could be gone after if you're just a passenger.
Yeah. Well, the last thing I want to say, guys, is you don't need insurance until you need it. So I would definitely recommend it if you're going to go into this.
Much of the insurance industry has been wrecked by government interference, and I would love to know, because insurance companies are essentially governing bodies. If the government didn't get in the way between people and their insurance, what would those relationships look like? Because it seems like whenever insurance gets involved, rates are driven sky high. When you talk about health care, insurance just drives the rates up because people have no more responsibility for things.
Yeah, I can answer that one. I used to know somebody before their state got had car insurance as a requirement. Car insurance was a lot cheaper, and then as soon as the laws were implemented, it went way up.
Yeah, New Hampshire does not have mandatory insurance.
Adam, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And if you've got any experience as a driver, how did you assess the risks of driving people around? Did you get this commercial insurance? What percentage of Uber drivers / Lyft drivers / what was the other one, sidecar drivers, what percentage of them have this insurance?
I'd imagine it's low. I mean, they're trying to keep their costs down. They're trying to make money. Most of these people are, you know, I would consider this, to some extent, marginally employed.
Does Uber give their customers, or Lyft, et cetera, do they give their customers a heads up? Like, beware, this driver may not be insured.
That's a good question.
What level of disclosure is happening to the clients? 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you take control on Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. More on the NSA story still to come here tonight, as well as this detailed story from the Christian Science Monitor about the police and their ability to lie to you, to legally tell lies to get you to admit to doing something against the law. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's a great website out there. It's called antiwar.com.
Yeah, antiwar.com is singular in the area of websites that are focused on peace, solving conflict without using the archaic form of communication called war. But antiwar.com's had some problems. So there was a fine levied by the United States government against antiwar. The FBI was watching antiwar. That when that news broke, it drove away a lot of donors. Some major donors died recently. And
when it rains, it pours.
Yeah, they're in a pretty tight spot this summer. The fact is they've cut staff over the past several years in half, and the top two people there at Antiwar, the top two, want to call them execs, top two folks there, they're not taking paychecks this summer because that money's that tight. Now, they're committed to keeping antiwar.com on the internet. If you're committed to that too, that you believe that the idea that the premier anti-war website on the internet is libertarian is important, please go there and donate like I have at antiwar.com/donate. They'll take whatever form of donation you want to give, but in fact they do take bitcoins, and in fact they prefer bitcoins. They call it the peace currency. It's very easy to donate there. They made it very easy for me. It's fast, just in moments during the show. antiwar.com/donate.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. More on the NSA coming up here in a bit. First, back to your phones and your thoughts, your phone calls rather. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Ty.
Hey, good evening. There's been a few people calling in the last few days, last week or so, talking about violent responses to the police and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you have a right to self-defense, but if that defense has no chance of being successful, then it's effectively suicide. So I highly recommend people try to find nonviolent solutions. And I think that rather than having a revolution, there's a problem with a revolution, is if you violently depose the state, you become the state. You know, it's
sure,
kind of like
I agree.
The virus of empire. So the best way, I think, to get rid of the state is not to fight it, it's to replace it with voluntary services, such as, you know, Bitcoin is a good replacement for centralized currency, and it's really starting to take hold. That's really a hopeful thing. That in fact is a key thing, because currency flows through everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to have it, and if the government has control of it, which they do for the most part, then you're going to be beholden to the government. You're never going to replace the state until you can have control of, or until you can relieve them of control of currency and other basic human services. So I think agorism is probably the way to go, if I understand agorism correctly, but I'm not sure if I really do. I think.
Well, tell me what you understand agorism to be.
That's just it. I really don't understand completely. I understand that it's kind of like a black market, but it's also, I guess it's supposed to be trying to, almost revolutionary, you know?
Brett, do you have an understanding of agorism? Because if not, I can just throw mine out there.
Sure. I just want to say we're doing a series right now called Autonomy Through Agorism, and what that is about. I mean, I always think about freedom from, you know, the individual up. You know, and the goal of my show is get as much freedom as you can in your life as soon as possible. And agorism is certainly a way to do that in some respects. And agorism is really, it doesn't have to be activism. Some people do agorism as activism, but it's really counter-economics. It's finding ways to get out of the spider web that we're all born into, you know, and it is difficult at 25, 30, 35 years old to start pulling yourself out of that web. But I agree with what Ty said. I think
it's impoverishing, in fact.
It can be. It absolutely can be. But, you know,
because I don't consider freedom to be impoverishment. I consider being wealthy to be freedom. And I think that oftentimes agorism is kind of this idea that, hey, if you just buy a piece of land, grow your own food, and you know, do things under the table, you'll be set. And having my own land, growing my own food, I can say that this is some of the most expensive food I have ever eaten.
Sure.
There's a real good agorist science fiction book by J. Neil Shulman called Alongside Night. Has anybody read that?
No, as a matter of fact, Free Talk Live is in the movie.
It's true.
Oh, is that right? I haven't seen the movie. Is it out?
I don't know in what forms of distribution the movie is out.
I think it's still being screened. I could be wrong about
that. I saw it last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival up in the media room, so I got to see it. I think it might have been one of the premiere screenings.
Yeah, that fiction story, I guess, is pretty much like almost like a complete agorist story. You know, you get introduced to this whole new world that's underground, basically, but not, you know, not physically underground, but is hidden. The counter economics, as Brett was mentioning, and, you know, a lot of countries where there's a greater oppression, there's a higher a bigger counter economy, because it's really the counter economy that keeps things going.
Right.
Really,
look at Soviet Russia.
And that's the point I'd like to make on agorism, why I do not think that agorism isn't revolutionary in any way, shape, or form. I don't think it stops the state, other than maybe getting it out of your life a little bit. But the two-thirds of the transactions in the world are done in the underground economy. They're not tracked by the state. They're not taxed. They're not anything. And when you're talking about the state having so little control, and I'm talking about the state as a concept, the state having so little control over human economics as only having one-third of the transactions under their purview, it hasn't stopped them. Consider places like, you know, in the past, the Roman Empire and other empires that have existed in the past, they must have been far lower than a third of the transactions in their purview. I mean, how? Tell me, how does agorism somehow undermine the state? I often have this little joke that I talk to people at my house is they'll you know, have some bacon or a piece of fruit or some you know, berry or something from our garden, and I'd be like, it's agorist. Can you feel the state quaking?
Well, I mean, and that's funny, but I think that there is an answer to your question, and it's not a great answer, but it's an answer, and that is that you could argue that by doing business outside of the system, you're depriving the state of revenue. You're preventing it from getting its cut.
The state makes its own money. This is why I will
not
always...
all the states. No, not the state governments. They don't.
I think before we get too far away from this, we've gone back up to the top view again, and we're talking about the state, and I think it's important to see this from the bottom up, and we're talking about personal freedom. It's ways to get the state out of it. I don't care about the state. The state will go when it goes.
Well,
you know, I'm not participating in that.
We can continue the discussion here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is agorism going to create the future free society? Free Talk Live.
Global warning purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science reports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are his Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago, and now they claim to be his Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. We've got Ty on the line who is talking about agorism, which is, well, agor is a word that's a Greek word that means market, and agorism is the idea of kind of working in the marketplace, usually underground, with the intention of creating a revolution or somehow replacing the state as it exists today in its coercive monopolistic form with some sort of with a consensual society in its place. We'll continue the discussion here in moments because Mark is not a big fan of agorism as a strategy for a revolution. And Brett, I'm not really sure.
I'm disagreeing with some of the way that it's being described.
I'd love to have you clarify that here in a moment. But coming up, on Sunday, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival kicks off, and a lot of people would say that is a very agorist event because there are people there who are selling things without government permission. In most cases, they're not asking anybody, any bureaucrat, for a permission slip to sell a variety of products, services, food, things like that. Usually the food vendors there have never bothered to contact any government agency for a health code permit or anything like that, yet thousands of meals are served over a period of a week in the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
No
doubt. And I've never heard of anybody even getting sick unless it was from drinking too much at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, of course, that alcohol is heavily regulated. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We're going to be there broadcasting live, Free Talk Live, every single night, starting on Sunday night. So join us in person and join hundreds and probably over 1,000 other people who love the ideas of freedom, all in the same physical location for the next week, starting Sunday, going through Sunday. That's the 22nd through the 29th. It's not too late to come up and join us, even if you can just make it up for a day. I think Porkfest is worth the effort. If you can make it up for more than one day, that's awesome. Come on up for the whole week. Come on up for a handful of days. Whatever works best for you. We look forward to seeing you there at P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. So I kind of threw out a description of what agorism is supposed to be as I understood it. And, Brett, you would like to differ.
I agree with the definition. I think we're all on the same page about that. It's a lot of the agorists that I've talked to don't see it as activism.
It's not.
Right. So, I think that's kind of what you're saying, Mark.
I disagree with that, because every definition that I've heard of agorism uses the term revolutionary, or that we intend to bring about a society of voluntary interactions. Mm-hmm. Like, they use terminology as though agorism does something.
All right.
I will agree that growing your own pork will create pork. I will not agree that growing your own pork does anything to in any way undermine the, you know, an organization's calling themselves, you know, the state or the government or whatever.
We've also got Ty back on the line with us as well.
Okay.
Well, I think it actually does, Mark. I think the whole takeaway for me of this issue is we or I do not want to replace the state, because whatever you replace the state with will become the next state. The idea is to show that the state is not necessary. You understand what I'm getting at? So it's all, you have to bubble up. I think, as Brett was saying, you bubble up from the individual up, and you create in the process this voluntary society. It's not that you really bring it about as a plan. It's just that it will spontaneously occur if you have decentralized people working for rational self-interest.
I don't know if it will or not. I mean, the state's going to be there as long as it can last, and I think that it has a few more tricks up its sleeve before it goes down.
I'm with you on that.
I want to say something on that, too, real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
When the state agents of the state feel the most threatened, that's when they are going to become the most violent, because that is their game. Violence is their main game. So people who are prone to react violently toward the state are playing into their game. And please avoid that. Don't defend violence. Don't be violent. Just, you know, go about your business and keep the focus on you being free and freeing those around you.
Ty, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the reason I think that agorism is not activism. Because you're saying that the state is a violent organization and will react violently when it feels threatened, and that's true. If they feel that you growing your pigs is in some way threatening to them, they will react violently, and the people who have detached themselves from greater society, have unplugged, as it were, those are the people least likely to react in a violent fashion. Most of the people I've seen that have gone to agorism as a solution have done it because they have found the political process to be a pain in the butt. Unsatisfying.
It sucks.
It stinks. It's awful. It's terrible. But please don't think that growing your own rhubarb does anything. That's the point that I'm trying to make here.
It does something for that person.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's not activism.
But as soon as the cops say, you will not grow any rhubarb here anymore, that person's going to either stand up and do something about it.
Then that would be activism.
May very well be a revolutionary act.
Okay, define a word for me. You can both do it if you want. What is activism?
Well, I think activism is taking action with the intention of changing society, with changing something into the activist's mind for the better.
Okay.
Right. If you're talking about making yourself free, I support it, and it's awesome.
But it's not activism.
You need to also consider, when you're talking about making yourself free, are you in fact doing that? Am I freer if I work within the system and make $100,000 a year and pay 30% or 40% of that in taxes, and ending up with $60,000 net? Or are you freer when you make $10,000 a year and grow some of your own food and stuff.
I would gauge that on who feels more satisfied with their life.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's not about money. It's about, you know, we have the greatest resource that anybody has is their time and their attention. That is the real human currency. Time and attention. That's why we always tell our kids, pay attention to what I'm saying. And that's what we always say, you know, what do you spend your time on? Because those are the most fundamental human currencies. And whatever makes you happy, as long as you are moving to, you know, acting within your rights, which means you're not harming anybody else, and you're working toward your happiness, and actually working to help others, too. You know, some
totally agree.
Ty, there is no tenet in agorism that says be happy. The tenet is work outside the system as a revolutionary force. It doesn't say do it if it makes you happy.
I love what Ty is saying, however. I mean, I just want to jump in here and point out that I like what he's saying. I mean, that's what humans
be
are
happy.
Supposed to do.
Agreed.
Is seek happiness and find things that that help that process.
It's Free Talk Live activism.
Yes.
Indubitably. All right. So,
but not agorism. Hold on.
Here's what I'm trying to say, okay? If agorism by itself is a good idea for the individuals involved, great. Do it. If you combine it with another medium, like, say, School Sucks podcast, I just devoted 6 hours to this, which has a pretty significant reach. Now we're giving people an example of how they can live, and we're projecting it out to more people to hear. The same way that this show projects into mainstream talk radio, the message of liberty, and therefore is activism. So by itself, it's not, but it is giving people an example of how to live more freely. While the state kind of shakes and a bunch of people, you know, are underneath it in the shadow, that's sad for them. I hope a lot of them get out. But to be outside of that and to be able to say to those people, hey, whether you're talking about food or work or education or even how you spend money, Or how you get the goods and services you need, you have other options, then this can become a kind of activism if, like I said before, you combine it with another medium.
Thanks for the call, Ty. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I actually think Free Talk Live is an agorist show. We've never asked governmental permission to do Free Talk Live.
We don't break FCC rules.
I don't
rules
pay
too often.
Well, that's because we want to keep radio stations on board with the show. That doesn't mean that we're beholden to the state. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and I don't pay taxes, so it's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and shipped from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up anything you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to chime into the conversation here. We still can come back to the NSA topic, and of course there's a lot of other stuff on the plate to discuss tonight as well. I almost got arrested today. We could talk about that too. 855-450-FREE.
Just another day in New Hampshire for Ian. You know, we're talking about agorism, and the one thing I didn't get to say about agorism is I really do believe that Bitcoin is the jackpot of agorism. It is the winning lotto card of agorism. What Bitcoin is a decentralized peer-to-peer currency that is backed by the power of cryptography or math on the internet. It has no governmental controls. It sees no person. It sees no entity. It does what it's told to do, and that is, you know, sends back and forth. There's so many wonderful things about the blockchain protocol, and that is the winner, as far as I'm concerned, in the area of agorism. If you want to get bitcoins, if you call yourself an agorist, I would recommend getting bitcoins, because this really is it's the wave of the future. But if you want to get bitcoins, go to expresscoin.com. They make it easy for you to get Bitcoin and Dogecoin. Easily, fast, safe, legal, inexpensive. They pride themselves in their customer service. As a matter of fact, they've got a new website they've just trotted out. And the back end makes it even easier for them to give better customer service. So get your cryptocurrencies with a money order check or wire transfer. That's the last in government systems you'll have to use if you get Bitcoin. Start off at expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app at expresscoin.com.
Our toll-free number is 855-453, or excuse me, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we had Ty on the line a moment ago, and I felt like there was more to say on this conversation about agorism, the idea of replacing the state. It's this long philosophy or strategy, if you will, that has been
has been promoted by Sam Konkin. He was sort of the original agorist guy. He wrote...
But basically, so is J. Neil Shulman.
Who is the person who wrote alongside Knight.
I mean, Konkin gets the credit, but Shulman was like right there.
Okay. Well, anyway, there was this thing that Konkin wrote all about what agorism is supposed to do long term. The idea was that agorism generally is running some sort of business underground, typically without asking governmental permission, with the eventual intention to supplant or replace, rather, the arms of the state, the various different services that the state offers, say, for instance, road construction or police protection or fire protection, these things that many people would look at that the state provides today in most places, and they would say to themselves, well, we have to have these things. So, you know, how do we get from here to there? Agorism talks about that as, you know, the idea that these alternative institutions, these consensual institutions, would arise and compete with the state institutions and then eventually outcompete the state, and then they would crumble over time. And that's sort of my understanding of paper. Now, we were talking about agorism as activism, and Mark, you were saying that you don't think that it is. I tend to agree with you. I don't think agorism is activism until it becomes activism. And by kind of hiding in the shadows, just doing business, not activism. You're not doing anything to... Maybe your intention is to destroy the state, and that's great. But are you actually doing anything to advance the ideas of freedom and to put the state in check and to try to compete with them? Because until you're competing with them openly, your agorism is not activism. As soon as you take your agorist effort and you open up if you're doing an agorist food service and you're doing it underground, you're delivering to very select customers that you know, then you're just making food for your friends. And that's cool. But as soon as you take your agorist food business and you start going public with it, you start advertising, you start putting it out there that you're offering this food delivery service, and you're not getting governmental permission to do those things, you don't have a health code inspection or whatever, that to me takes your agorist project and moves it into the realm of activism.
Sure.
Of course, you know, with that comes significant risk, and that's what it seems like most agorists aren't willing to do. And that's fine. You know, if you get into business, you get into business to serve your customer and help yourself and pay your employees and et cetera. There's different reasons to get into business. Most business people don't get into business to put it all on the line to try to make a point about licensing, for instance.
Well, this is what I was saying the last segment about projecting this out through some form of media, right? Because it's a different way of going public. I mean, traditionally, I think what people would have tried to do is, yeah, we're doing agorism, so let's put up signs around town. Well, you're done. You know, as soon as you do that, because you're exposing yourself not only to the state, and they might eventually get around to dealing with you if you're running some kind of alternative food business, but who's going to speak up? What happened to the 11-year-old boy somewhere in Michigan who wanted to have his own hot dog cart? How about his, other restaurants got together and shut him down. They snitched him out to the state. So doing it, and as far as being vocal about it and being open about it with the immediate area where you are, has a lot of dangers that projecting it out through some kind of national or international media might not have.
Well, not everybody can have their own talk show or radio show.
No, but you find the people, yeah, I mean, and I think that's partly, our responsibility, right, to find people who are doing cool things like this and see,
sure,
are you willing to talk about this? Do you feel safe doing that? And if they say yes, then you do it, yeah.
No, I like promoting people who are willing to stand up to the state. I mean, for instance, there are certain business owners over time that we've highlighted on this show. One of the most memorable was the bar in Charleston, West Virginia.
Yeah.
And was it the Black Hawk Saloon? I think it might have
been. It sounds like it might be, right.
Gary Ellison, I think, was the man's name who ran the place. And when they put in the smoking ban in the county in which Charleston is, he decided that at his bar he was not going to enforce that smoking ban. And he stood up, and eventually they beat him down, and he went ahead and he buckled. And that's what's going to happen when you're the only person standing up. You can only take so much abuse from the state. But while he was standing up, we had him on the show more than once to really highlight, look, this is a business owner who actually believes in something. He has a principle. Maybe it's not the principles of liberty, but at least in this instance, on this issue, he's doing the right thing. He's standing up and he's putting his whole business on the line. I love it when business owners will actually take a risk for freedom, for everybody's freedom. I think that's really heroic. But most agorists aren't willing to do that, just like most business people aren't willing to do it. And so as far as I'm concerned, until you are willing to take a risk for freedom, you're not doing activism as an agorist. Because if the goal of agorism is to replace state agencies and state services, at some point they're going to have to come out of the closet. I mean, you can't get away with doing road repair for very long until the state, you know, at some point the state's going to find out. They're going to find you doing it. Somebody's going to call. Police are going to show up when you're filling potholes. And they're going to say, who are you? What are you doing out here? You are not authorized to fill these holes. You're under arrest.
Well, there's a great example of some government. I can't remember what the town was, but people were putting in, this guy was putting in crosswalks, nice crosswalks, mm-hmm. where he felt like they needed to be, and the town wouldn't do it because it was too expensive, but they would pay as much money as it took to take them down.
To remove them.
And
it was actually a group of people.
It was a group of people? Fine. It just goes to show that, you know, the government wants very badly to be in control.
So, you know, I want agorists to come out of the shadows. I want to see those competing institutions. But it's going to take risks. It's going to take money. And it's going to take putting all that on the line.
And what I often see with agorism is a lot of people breaking their arms to pat themselves on the back about why they don't vote. Mm-hmm. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't consider voting any kind of activism either. I mean, you're participating in a mathematically insignificant process and sticking a sticker on your chest and saying, yay me. Well, when you go out and you say, don't vote, it supports the system or whatever, as far as I'm concerned, you do the exact same thing as the person who says, yay me, I got a sticker. You're just telling people. So, I mean, I think oftentimes what I see from agorists, what I'm viewing is that it's people who got sick of the system, are unplugging, and calling it activism. And for me, that's not an acceptable terminology.
And I agree. I think that, you know, people really need to be careful and thoughtful about how they do it. And there's also something to be said for kind of building and networking and getting organized to a certain extent in the dark, mm-hmm. you know, without going public. And it's hard to this. Like I said, you know, the government in this country anyway, they keep coming up with new tricks for how to continue. You know, I mean, if you showed their books to, or if these were the books of any business, I guess I should say, it wouldn't make any sense how they still exist, right?
So of course.
We'd like to think that the end is near, right? But I certainly hope it's not tomorrow. There's a lot of work to do in the meantime to figure out, like, what the alternatives are going to be and how to sell those to people.
Take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind in hour number three, which is coming up next.
Hi, Chuck Woldery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the red planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.